This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is Adrian Chenault, and we have got a show for you today that is going to make your pants want to get up and dance. I have been excited about this forever, not because of Robbie, but because of his wife, Kimmy. This is a power couple at the top of a network marketing company that do things right. I am in love with them, and I told Adrian the day that we finally got them booked that this was a big win for us because they exemplify everything about this profession that I want to have happen, which is kindness, love, prosperity, and multiple streams of income. I love them, don't I?
You for sure do, and you got to spend a little time with them in person for the first time on your trip to California, and have just been super fired up ever since, and so I've been looking forward to this conversation as well.
That's going to be very, very cool. How are you, Kimmy Fender?
I am good.
So yeah, nice of you to bring your dad along, and this is going to be a great show.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Robbie and Kimmy, I mean, tell people a little bit about where you came from. It's such a fascinating story. Adrian alluded to the fact that I did get the chance the last time I was out your way to come to a beautiful breakfast restaurant and spend a lot of time with you, and really got to hear your story and make me fall in love with you, your mission, and your purpose in life. So let's just let you guys have the microphone for a few minutes and just tell these people how in the world with the real estate, I mean, you guys live in one of your many houses, like houses away from Eric Worre up on the top of that hill in Vegas. So you talk about how you did it because it's inspiring to me.
Well, a couple of things. I'd be happy to do that. First, let's let everybody know a couple of things. Tom Chenault is my birthday brother.
I think everybody. Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
So we were both born on the same month, same day. So for even many, many years, and I need to full disclose, Tom's one of my heroes. Tom Chenault's one of the legends in the profession. I've always been a secret admirer of Tom Chenault. I've always loved how you have just your energy, your love, your passion. And when a mutual friend of ours set up to meet, in the beach cities to have that breakfast, you know, that 1 hour breakfast turned into what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
And it was pretty special. So I just want everybody. So it's my honor to hang out with Tom and Adrian here today. So I'm stoked to be doing this. So this is really cool. So yeah, let's kind of go into a little bit back. You want to go first?
No.
You know, you know. All right. So real quick, I like to let everybody know that, you know, I come from a very poor to middle class family. My dad was a butcher. My grandpa was a butcher, but my dad was also in sales. And so when my dad was in sales and he was doing well, we were middle class. When the money was gone, he'd go back to cutting beef again. And so I lived a yo-yo lifestyle, meaning I had lived in, I counted one time, 16 homes, Tom, by the time I was 18 years old. Yeah. So a lot of moving. I don't regret any of it. It's probably one of the best things that it's what shaped me. It's made me who I am today. And so people ask all the time, though, what was it? Because I had an incredible mom and dad, hardworking, very loving. They simply just didn't have a financial education. That's really what it boiled down to. I remember at the age of 12, I remember saying to my mom, I said, Mom, I'm not going to live like this. And she says, what do you mean? I go, I go, Mom, I have friends. They're my age and they've been in the same home for 12 years. I'm 12, Mom, and we keep moving every other year. I don't want to do that. And so I just, again, at a very young age, had this strong desire and purpose to figure out, you know, one, at the time, again, I'm young, I wanted to accumulate it, but I didn't want money to control me or us. And so that's kind of where it comes from. And what's crazy is even with what we've been able to do and accomplish, that in the back of your head, that never goes away. It just never goes away. And, but I tell people all the time, I mean, Kimmy and I we're kind of rednecks, you know, we're from up in this little town, Northern California in Redding. So I'll fast forward real quick to again, by the I'm a teenage parent. I had my I ended up having a child at 19, my daughter, and I was married and divorced in 1 year.
Whoa, that's a record.
Boom. Yeah. Boom. I did it all. So people, now it was one of the best things that ever happened, because when you have a little baby girl, I tell everybody, I went, you know, at 20, I might have been physically 20, but mentally I became 30 real quick, because I was like, I got to take care of this beautiful little girl. And that's where it got me into, I was very fortunate to get taken under a guy's wing to be in the mortgage banking business. And he was dealing with, again, private investors. And I'll tell you what was nice is this, again, this goes back to 1989, Tom. This is when a 30-year mortgage, 12.5% was a really good rate, right? So when people complain about rates now, I'm like, what are you kidding? And rates are awesome right now. So make a long story short, what happened when I was there, Tom, is I would meet a guy, and he would be driving up in a Porsche. He'd have the nice suit, Rolex watch, and, you know, I'm in my 20s thinking this guy's got it all together. But then I would take a 1003 loan application, I'd run his credit, and I'd get to see behind the curtain, and I'm like, this guy's broke.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's making, you know, a multiple six-figure income, but he's spending more than what he's making. And I'll never forget, I met another guy, his name was Gene Block. Gene shows up in a yellow Datsun V210, older gentleman, looked like he hadn't taken a shower in days. You know, his clothes were, at the time, you know, again, nothing fancy. Walks in, and I don't remember the exact amount, but this hit me so hard. Sits down at my desk and says, son, and I don't remember what the exact amount, but it was something like, I got $4.2 million, and I need you to park and get my money working for me. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my. Like, it was one of the most powerful lessons in my life. And that's right then and there. That's when I realized, okay, do not judge a book by its cover. There's way more to this. And I'm sure you guys have read or heard about the book or read the book, The Millionaire Next Door. That book hadn't even been published. I got to live it. Like, that, I got to live that. I got to see it. And those guys became my mentors. They became my mentors. And that had a huge impact on me, because that's when I really learned real quick at a young age. It was about passive income, right? And because I realized if I have enough passive income to cover my cost of living, you know, that's you know, I can be free. And so that's really what it made about. That's what it was about for me. And that's where a network marketing came into the picture. And then I'm going to let Kimmy jump and we'll go back and forth here in a minute. But I remember my mom was in a company called Herbalife back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I had, Tom, I had the largest VCR ever in the world. It was one of the very first VCRs. It looked like the size of a copier. And I remember watching Mark Hughes, watching Larry Thompson, and seeing my mom making $5,000 a month. Like, so that never left me. And I saw that, how that affected her. So I will fast forward now in the mid-1990s when somebody showed me this a network marketing company, and I'll never forget, I got this little audio cassette tape, so that dates me, and I remember on that tape was Robert G. Allen. Well, he's the no money down infomercial guy, because I'm a real estate guy. I'm like, he's doing this, and he is good friends with Dennis Waitley, who my dad did listen to when he was in insurance. And then Brian Tracy. So I'm like, three of my like guys I look up to were in this company. And that's when I was like, and so Tom, everyone talks about the supportive spouse. So I go home and I tell Kimmy about my great idea. Like, bam, like we're gonna make passive income. And that's when I joined my first company, and I went to her and I said, hey, I'm gonna do this. And her response was, oh, that's fine, just please don't quit the day job. And people ask me all the time, what made Kimmy a believer in it? I had to show her the money, Tom. That's kind of what happened. I had to show her the money. So I'm going to jump. Let's let her show you a little bit. Share some of the background, and then I'll keep going on how that started. Because I've talked way too much already.
Oh,
so give them a little of your background.
My background. Okay.
Well, so, first of all, tell everybody that you are responsible for his unbelievably white teeth.
I am
That's
responsible
true.
For those teeth.
Yeah, right. That's 100% yeah. true, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, okay, I'll talk about his teeth just real quick. In 2004, when he said he wanted to start speaking on stage,
yeah,
because we were in a company and he wanted to start speaking on stage, but his Can I tell?
I guess so. Live. The whole world gets to know.
So Robbie's teeth were crooked. Our whole family's teeth were crooked. So I got braces for all the kids. And I asked him, do you want braces? He's like, absolutely not. I see the pain that those kids go through every single month. And he didn't want to do that. He had pain tolerance.
I didn't want straight ugly. I didn't want straight ugly teeth. That would be terrible.
What's the point of that?
He made the comment he wanted to start speaking on stage. I worked for the same dentist for 16 years in the dental office for almost 20. And it was during that TV show Extreme Makeover. Remember that TV show where they would just total reconstruct everything and make them look amazing? And it was during that craze, and we were flying somewhere. You know the little book on the back of the airplane. It had a dentist. It had a dentist in there that said that he could do the Da Vinci's, which was the same that they were doing on Extreme Makeover. And so we went to Sugar Land, Texas, and got this amazing smile. And now you can't stop him smiling.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. To always smiling. So I think it was success.
You did it.
Beautiful.
She did it.
Well, look how authentic she is. She is the nicest woman you're ever going to meet in your life. So fire it up. What makes you tick?
What makes me tick? Oh, my gosh. School of Hard Knocks. My mom was married 2 weeks out of high school. She lived in the country, never really had any friends or anything. When she graduated high school, she was kind of dating a high school dropout. So she married him so she could go down the hill, not have to go back and forth. And she was married to him for about 3 years, which produced my sister and I. And she was a single parent my whole entire life. I don't know who my dad is. I've met him a couple times, but he's not interested, so what can you do if the person's not interested? So really don't know him. My mom is incredibly shy, and so she never really had a lot of friends or went out and, you know, did a lot of things. So she was on government assistance on welfare till I was probably in fourth or fifth grade. And we moved to a new town, half an hour away, which only had like 10,000 people at the time, and she got her first job as a waitress. And that was her outcoming of meeting people all the time and talking to people. And she
Jimmy, hang on one sec. I asked you a long answered question, and I only had a minute, so we're going to take a fast break right here on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We'll be back right after this. Thank you very much, Ted Anderson, for having us on the air all these years.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back. It's the Leadership Legacy Radio Show.
Got Not necessarily in that order.
Okay, good. And this is my little boy, Adrian, and we are with Kimmy and Robbie Fender, who are family first, mom and dad, incredible people that have started a network marketing company on top of their real estate empire. And it just warms my cockles to see them so happy and so vibrant and so committed to their teams. And I sat down with them in California, and I left there going, this is the future of this profession, because it is all about the people, and these two exemplify that. And Kimmy's talking about her background, which she had a rough start that she turned into the best story ever. She was scared to death to get on the stage. She finally started busting through that fear and that shyness, and she is now the face of their company, and it is exciting to watch this butterfly evolve. And thank you, Kimmy, for who you are for everybody, and keep going.
Yeah, so let's back up. Kimmy, before the break, you were sharing the story of your mom being, you know, marrying a high school dropout and just having to figure it out and to persevere as you came along. And so, yeah, pick it back up, please.
Yeah, so
thank you.
So, like I said, my mom was on welfare, just raising, you know, my sister and I until we were about fourth or fifth grade. And until I was fourth or fifth grade, and she got her first job as a waitress, and she ended up loving it because it helped her bloom, get out there to meet people and everything. And she had opportunities to do other jobs that she never did. She loved her waitressing job. Financially, it didn't bring in that much money to be able to go on vacations and stuff like that, so we never did that. And being a single parent, as I got older, knowing that my mom wasn't around, I kind of became, you know, with her hours, her odd hours, I kind of became a rebel and didn't do the best things that a child should probably do. It took me 5 years to graduate high school because I never went. I got pregnant and married at 17, and that made me grow up. Didn't know what I was doing. Got divorced at 19. That child, my first child, ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me because I didn't know which direction I was going to go. Being in a very small town, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was a rebel. I was getting in a lot of trouble. And when I had Joshua, I realized I had to grow up because now I was responsible for somebody. And it was hard. And being divorced at 19, I wanted to get out of my small town because growing up there, getting married there, and divorced there does not help on any type of relationship. You know, everybody knows everybody type thing. So I started taking temp jobs in Reading, in another town, and the very first day was the day that I met Robbie. And he ended up asking me out, and I gave him a rain check because of circumstances, and I didn't realize giving a rain check to a guy when they ask you out is not the best. It kind of hurts the ego a little bit, which I didn't realize, but we ended up going to lunch and realizing that we had so much in common. And I was 22. I was 22 at the time, and he was 20. And we were both married, divorced, with children at that age.
No, we're not good, right? We didn't want to be married. We were in no rush. We were just blown away that we found each other.
No.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And here we are, 31 years later.
We just celebrated our 38th wedding anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, I wanted to do the way I was raised and certain circumstances that happened in my lifetime. I knew that I did not want to raise my children like that. So everything, every way that I was raised, my goal was to do it opposite. I want to do everything different. I didn't get love and hugs and, you know, comfort in that way. I talk to my kids and I tell them I love them probably 5-10 times every time I talk to them a day when we text. I give them hugs and as much as I can. And in school, they couldn't get out of the car unless they gave me a hug. And it was cute because my youngest is like, Mom, why do I have to? I don't want to. He's 5. And I locked the door on him. And I told him, I go, you were not born into this family to not give me hugs. This is how it works, and you will give me a kiss. And it's like, fine. And he gives it up.
Look how much Robbie loves her, though. Listen to that. What's that?
Best. It's the best. So we got to take another quick break here. I just am loving this conversation and the love that you two have for each other. We're talking to Robbie and Kimmy Fender. They are network marketing company owners. They're amazing people. And so stick around. We'll be back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Amid escalating humanitarian concerns in Gaza, the U.S. set to initiate airdrops of aid into the region. John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, confirmed that the airdrops will start in the coming days. The CDC has updated its COVID guidelines. You no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. People with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they have been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case. The judge anticipates giving a decision within the next 2 weeks. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And we've got a great show going here. It's about two kids who made good, started out bad, found out that they had short marriages in common, got hooked up, stayed married for the last 31 years. They are the happiest couple you ever want to meet in your life. I just love them. They are so committed to personal development and living life large and helping the underdog. And it's that keeps them remembering where they came from. I go to an AA meeting every day for exactly the same reason, because you never, ever want to step on the people that got you to the top. And Robbie and Kimmy exemplify that. It just warms my heart. How about you?
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. And so, yeah, we've got some time to explore here. This is another long segment. And I want to get into that journey of entrepreneurship of, Robbie, you joining the company, you guys deciding to really embrace this thing together, and how, that wasn't easy at the beginning, it doesn't sound like. And so how that got from, those humble beginnings to, really embracing the profession the way you have today?
No, that's a great question, Adrian. And I think we were talking about this before the show, and that was, I'm glad God doesn't show us the future because we would never do it. And when I got into network marketing, you know, I'd love to sit here and tell you I was so awesome at it, but I got my butt kicked. I was terrible at it, right? You know, and again, I'll use it. I speak two languages. I know Tom speaks it as well. I speak English and I speak network marketing. So if I use acronyms, I'll try to do my best to identify them. But I was a part of the NFL club, and we're not talking football. I was talking about the no friends left. Like, I'm telling you, Adrian, I was so terrible at it, puking on people, that they would see me coming. I'm talking friends, everybody, they'd all run. Like, I was doing it all wrong. And people go, why didn't you quit? I go, I couldn't quit. I had to prove to my wife that I could do this. And, you know, and Kimmy here, she either makes me Superman or she's my kryptonite, either or, right?
Yeah.
And that's how it works. So bottom line, two things happen. A buddy of mine, again, 1995, and then I read it in 96, sent me a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So that was the first time I'd ever really got to dive into self-development. I was like blown away. I didn't even know this world existed. And number two, he gave me an audio cassette tape series from Mark and Rini Yarnell.
Wow.
Were top income earners at New Skin back in the day. And I couldn't even wrap my head around this. They said they were making $100,000 a month. And this was back in 1996. I mean, my goal was $500. That was my goal. And I'm thinking, okay, if they can make that, I'm pretty sure they can teach me. And so to sum it up, what I did, Adrian, was I learned the fundamentals. And once I learned the fundamentals of, you know, making a list, learning how to invite, learning how to present, learning how to follow up, really at the end of the day, what I really learned, the big overall lesson, is quit making it about me and just start to really ask great questions and really listen to people and find out what they really need and want. I've been accused of being, you know, oh, you're the greatest salesperson. I go, no, I'm actually a terrible salesperson. They go, well, you could sell ice to Eskimo. I go, no, but if I believed in that ice and I thought that ice could make a real big difference and could help somebody, and I believe someone needed that ice, then it's easy because I can just connect those two together. So that was kind of the secret. And when I learned it's just about loving people, helping people, that's when it finally took off and we started to have some success. And that's when, you know, network marketing kind of changed our lives and it worked. And we did it the old fashioned way back then. This was a lot of three-way phone calls. So using my Franklin planner, you can literally to this day look at it. You can see my calendar every month is all booked up. You could see all my appointments at Denny's. I had my same spot. I did a flip chart. And Monday through Friday, I was in people's living rooms. And that's how it began. That's how we did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and then she fell in love with the events. And I can say this. This is what I love about network marketing more than anything else. I found my people. That's where I found my people. I found my people. That group of people, these are people that love people that believe that anybody, I don't care where you're, again, another network, we don't care if you're from Yale or jail, don't care, you know, you can come and be a part of this, right? And so
people that belong in your tribe, people that love you and you love them, that trust you and you trust them, and safe. The BLTs, that's all it takes.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
The BLTs, and with us, we do the BLP.
I know you do. Talk about that.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No,
you don't. It's the same thing, BLP. You belong. You find your tribe. You belong to, everyone wants to belong to something. And love, everybody wants to love and be loved, right? And then purpose. You got to have a purpose to do something, and that's what we're all about. Our purpose is to help people.
Yeah, our purpose, I mean, we talk about all the time, is to transform lives.
Yeah.
And to transform them physically, emotionally, and financially. Kimmy would say it's emotionally first, but she's probably right. And then, you know, physically, and then financially. Because we believe that if you bring enough market to the value, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, if you bring enough value to the marketplace and you love people and you give them the LP, the money follows, always follows when you bring that value. So that's what did it. So, and so there you have it. So that's how we fell in love with the profession. And again, it's been a part of our life forever. And then we, what was it, back in 2004, short story, but we helped another company and we wanted to work international. So I got to travel and do a lot of networking in Australia and Singapore, and that was a lot of fun. I loved it. And then it was in 2008 when I'll never forget, I told Kimmy, I said, man, it wasn't. So what happened for us is because I have an, you know, I had some really great mentors. People ask all the time, what did you do? Well, I learned how to make the passive income with Network Marketing, but we've never stopped doing real estate. In fact, I did my first real estate deal at 16. I had to use my dad's name because I wasn't even legal age to put it in my name. And they call it wholesaling now, but I didn't know what that term was back then. We did a quick flip on project. And so I've always loved real estate. I'll always continue to do it. But what Network Marketing allowed us to create that passive so that we're free to then just, again, focus on other things. And fast forward to 2008 when things were really tough for a lot of people, man. And again, knock on wood, we made some really good decisions. So we were in a good position in that at that time. And I remember saying to Kimmy, I told her all the things that I loved about Network Marketing, but I also told her a lot of things that I didn't like. You know, I shared with her. Again, to any business, there's things that, you know, that I don't think is being done right. And I want to focus on, again, I want to keep this about people. It needs to be about incredible products that really make a difference, right? It needs to be about helping the average person make some extra income. And I tell her all that. And then she did this to me, guys. I swear, and I'll let her share this. But she goes like this, like put her hand right in my face and says, she says, stop talking about it. Do something then. And got up and walked away. And that's kind of like, at first I was upset for a brief second. And then I was like, yeah. She's and then it happened, guys. Are you ready for this? I'm going to give everyone listening and everyone hearing this. If you ever want a direct line to God himself, use the word never. That's all you have to do. It is a direct line to God, universe, whatever you want to call it. Say the word never. So I'm never, because I promise you that God's like, oh yeah. And I swore that we were never going to start a network marketing because I wanted. That was so, I'd always been in the field. That's always bragged about, not, you know, like, look, they do everything. They do all the manufacturing. They do the, I mean, they take care of everything. It's awesome. But so our company was born in 08. And here's the craziest part. We launched in 09. And every single thing that I told Kimmy ended up being a lie. Not on purpose. It wasn't on purpose. I told her she wouldn't have to leave her dream home in Northern California. She had to leave her dream home. I told her it wasn't good. I told her it wasn't going to cost, you know, I told her it was only going to cost this much money. It cost this much money.
Right.
I told her, again, I go on and on. And thank the good Lord that those first 2 years, we didn't know what it was going to look like, but we persevered. So you can share a little bit about that story.
Oh, dear. What, persevering?
We moved out here. It was different, but it ended up being a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Because being in such a small town that we're from, he was able to grow. He was like an eagle in a cage in our little town. And when we moved to Salt Lake City, he was able to spread his wings and fly and meet people that he resonated with. And so starting a company...
That was not really nice of you. Thanks. That made me feel good. Is she awesome?
He's always loved network marketing. I mean, he said it. His mom used to do it. I'd never heard of it at all. I didn't.
You thought it was a weird cult thing.
I did. I did. Because they all met in groups all the time, like, you know, like Bible study or something. But then you bring home a check a week later, so it's like, what's going on? But I did like the check part. It helped for being young.
That's funny.
You go. So yeah. So as long as he kept his mortgaging company, he could do his business anytime you wanted, because I worked full time also, and we had three kids. And so when he was bringing in the check, I just took it and I was able to pay bills with it.
Yeah.
That's what excited me. And then I started learning. Then we would come to conferences and stuff like that, and I met people. And so you get to meet new friends.
Yeah.
You get to do new things that you've never done before. That part I loved. The first company, we ended up leaving, and I was sad, not for the finances. I was sad that I didn't have my friends anymore.
Yeah.
That part really, you know, it hurt me because I didn't get to see them anymore. Then in 2004, when he wanted to do another company, and it's like, I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to meet new friends.
You loved it.
But we did. But we did, and I met new friends and new events, and I just loved it. And then when he told me that he was thinking about doing, you know, do something about it, and comes and tells me that they're thinking about starting a company, that kind of like, what? And it's like, all right, it's what you want to do. And the reason why I backed him so much is because you hear different things that's happening in the business that's not right, like the products, using fillers and all this, the products weren't right.
Yeah.
Correct, you know what I mean? Like, they were adding more and more fillers to it. And he said, if we do this company, we want to make sure that these products are for real. And so our very first product was called Truth.
Yeah.
And it's an
Truth.
Yeah,
because there's so many products that were a lie. So I was like, oh, let's just call it Truth.
Go ahead. And so the ingredients, they're all natural, you know, from nature to powder to body is one of our lines.
I hate to do it to you. We have to take a break for the
joke. Okay.
We're going to come back right after.
That's
this.
Right.
These people are so real and so authentic and so in love with each other and their complete field. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's Legacy Leadership. We've got Kimmy and Robbie Fender with us. A couple people they know well. Darren Falter, if you're watching this show, I just want you to know I think you're one heck of a good guy. And I know you've been through it a little bit, but I love you. And I just wanted you to know that. He's a partner of theirs. Corey Citron, haven't seen you forever either. And Cody, I love you for hooking me up with these two people. It was divine intervention. I feel, even from the BLPs to the BLTSs, I feel like we were made to know each other, and I can't believe it took so long. But these two people are so real, and they are what this profession needs more of, which is integrity and love and community. And unbelievable, huh?
It's so, so true. And so this is our last segment. And so I just would love, you know, talk about, you go from participating in and being building within a company culture to actually building a community culture, a company culture, I mean. What are some of the things that you've learned that are the most important things, and what are you most proud of on this journey?
I think, Adrian, I don't want to speak for Kimmy, but I'm the most proud of building a company that's now been around for 15 years and we're still here.
Yeah.
And are we perfect? No. Have we made plenty of, you know, mistakes? Absolutely. But obviously we've made more right ones than wrong, and we're still here today, you know, transforming lives. And I'm really proud of that. I'm very proud of the things that we knew to say no to, because I had been a part of that profession. I'll give you an example. You know, in our company, we are one team with one mission, meaning we don't allow our leaders to segregate and create their own powerful team within a team, because I saw that in other companies, how that just completely destroyed them. And so one thing very unique with our company, if you ever come to it, is we'll have top leaders who live in the Midwest helping top leaders in LA, or people, top leaders in LA helping top leaders in New York, because that's the culture. That BLP is real. You know, I tell people all the time, if you come to one of our events, get ready to be hugged. You better like hugging people. And then the other thing I learned, you know, culture is going to attract and will also repel. So I'm really proud of those things. I'm proud that what we say we're going to put in our products, that's what we put in our products, you know. And I tell people all the time, you want to know if a product's really good, you can Google it. I'm so proud that, like, our online products now, you know, they're all ratings in the high fours, and I'm proud of that. But that comes because, again, we stuck to it. And by the way, you know, it can be expensive, right? It can be expensive putting in, you know, like, you know, some of our ingredients. We use really high-end ingredients, so I'm proud of that. But I'm also proud of the fact that we built our company on a really strong customer base. You know, our ratio of customers to members is really high. You know, last I checked, 6-7 to 1, right? And it continues to grow, meaning it's a real business. And at the end of the day, having wonderful customers that love and want to take your products, you know, I always love it when people jokingly but not jokingly threaten me that we better, that product must always be in stock, you know, which is a good thing, because they love the product. But I'm really proud of, you know, again, all the culture that we've created, the product that we've created, right? And then I think probably the most important, and I'll let Kimmy share on the last piece, is understanding that life is really it's all psychological. You know, I mean, I wish we had hours and hours to talk, but, you know, I really do believe that life is going to give you birth. It's going to give you new things, but life is also going to take away. Life is also going to give you death. And you're going to have people come and you're going to have people go. And you have to just learn to embrace all of it. I believe that life has no meaning except for the meaning you choose to give it. Right? And so I believe it all happens for us, all of it. And by the way, shout out to you, Tom. You had me read Michael Singer's book, right, The Surrender Experiment. And I went through it twice. I loved it so much.
Oh, good.
It's the way I love to live my life. I like to live my life where no matter what happens today, whatever it is, it was meant to happen for me, and I need to embrace it. And what it means to me is it means another learning opportunity, another learning moment. It's either going to – I believe that when I live in darkness, I appreciate light that much more. So when darkness comes, I have to embrace that darkness so that I can stretch, learn, and grow. So I love all that. And I could go on and on, but we don't have time. So I'm going to let Kimmy share a little bit.
You got 1 minute, Kimmy.
Oh, I'm the one who gets cut off. So for me, when the guys wanted to start the company, there was just a couple things that I had noticed with other companies that I didn't like. And one of them was the founders were your friend at first, and after a short time, they became untouchable and they wouldn't talk to you anymore. And nope. I told the guys,
never let that happen.
We're never going to let that happen. We need to stay humble as a team, and we need to stay available for whoever wants to talk to us. And we've after 14 and a half years, we do that. We're anybody can call us. Robbie gives his phone number out frequently, and you know we have of course Facebook and everything, but we try and speak to everybody because we're not above anybody, and we just want to love people and help them. So that's what I think is so special about our company.
So how do we get hold of you? How do people get hold of Robbie and Kimmy Fender? What's the best way to reach out to you?
The best way to get either of us, I would say you can go to, if you want to get us direct, we're on Facebook. Our name's kind of unique at Robbie Fender and Kimmy Fender. She does that. That's another great way to do it. And then, you know,
Messenger.
Yeah, you can do that.
Phone numbers if they know us.
Yeah.
You
Google Robbie and Kimmy Fender, and you're going to find 20 ways to find me. You can get me on LinkedIn.
Hey, love you guys. Thank you for coming on. Who do we have next week?
The Cody Newton.
Cody Newton. Wait till you meet this guy. Another stand for what's right about network marketing. We'll see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.